U.S. Democratic Senator Robert Menendez is expected to face criminal corruption charges in the next few weeks. Now, Menendez is accused of using a Senate office to improperly advocate the business interests of Democratic donor and friend in exchange for gifts. And he played a key role on imposing sanctions against Iran. And Press TV correspondent in Syria says he's received death threats from the Israeli army after releasing photos of Israeli soldiers speaking to al-Nusra Front militants. Now, Hamad Awidat, who took the photos near the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights, also says the cooperation between al-Qaeda's offshoot in Syria and Israel is nothing new. And the African Union has agreed to create a regional force consisting of over 10,000 troops to fight the Boko Haram militants. Now, the joint force, which is set to be based in Chad, will reportedly not operate on Nigerian soil since foreign forces are not allowed to carry out missions there. And Yemeni protesters have taken to the streets of the capital Sana'a in the northern city of Sa'ada to express support for the country's Ansarullah movement. They vowed to keep battling corruption and to support decisions made by the popular revolutionary committees. Yemen has been in a political turmoil for over the past few months. Bahraini regime forces have attacked demonstrators in the northeastern village of Samahij who were calling for the immediate withdrawal of all Saudi Arabian forces from Bahrain. Now, similar protests were also held elsewhere throughout the island. Nationwide protests come a week before the fourth anniversary of the Saudi incursion into the neighboring country. The U.S. president has backed the Justice Department's decision not to indict the white police officer who killed unarmed black teen Mike Brown last summer. Attorney General Eric Holder has promised to use full authority to reform Ferguson police. Now, two officers have so far resigned since the acquittal of Officer Darren Wilson.